Welcome to The Vinyl Preacher, your weekly podcast where we talk about the Bible and make a playlist. Matt Cadle, pastor at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Los Angeles, California.
And I'm Zach Paris, alumnus of the Universe University.
Hey, friends.
Hey.
We're thrilled.
Oh, you're talking to the listeners. Got it.
To share that we'll be recording a podcast from Wild Goose Festival this July 13 to 16. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith, inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers. Hope you're one of those three from all walks of life to explore justice, art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place in Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina. I want to know where Union Grove, North Carolina is on Zach's map of barbecue.
I'll check it out. See what's close by there.
And I'll love for you to join me there. We'll love for you to join us there. From engaging workshops.
For you to join him there.
Workshops to inspiring panels and interactive experiences like ours. Because we're going to be presenting this podcast live at Wild Goose. Right. Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars. And let's be a part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit wildgoosefestival.org. As one of our followers, use discount code VINYL, all caps, V-I-N-Y-L, and you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. See you there.
Should our children listeners go ahead and use the discount code too, even though
they're free? No, children are free. Amazing.
Just so we get the kickback.
Just so we get the kickback. Good point. Good point. I've never been to Wild Goose. I've always been curious. I love Coachella. I imagine this would be somewhat smaller. But love a good festival. Love a good festival. Justice, art, spirituality, community. Like all those things. Those are good things.
I think we're artists, man. Curious.
Yeah, artists.
Yeah. I think that's our best way into this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
we're only like a month out now or something.
I know.
Close to a month out, right?
Yep. This is for Sunday, June 18th, the third Sunday after Pentecost. We'll be a month out. And it's an exciting Wild Goose for me. I'm going to start Wild Goose at 41 years old, and I'm going to leave it at 42, which...
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, indeed.
Wow. Found a place called Randy's Barbecue in Statesville that might be good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
It's a 4.2 on Yelp with 40 reviews.
Hmm.
Oh, the Wood Box, though, it looks like the place to be, which is up in Elkin. Yeah, a little higher up there.
What's on your map that you have?
I don't know. It's at home. I didn't memorize it.
You haven't memorized it? No. I figured like ingrained in your brain. A map of famous, is it like a regional cuisine or is it like famous places?
I think it was at the time of its completion, a map of all barbecue joints in the state.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't think there was a criteria of quality.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive. How many were on there? Do you know that? Like,
no.
Is it
hundreds? Probably
hundreds. Yeah, in the hundreds.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be over 100 for sure.
Yeah,
probably over 200. 200? I don't know.
Remind the listener what I need to prepare for. Like what? Because there are different kinds of. If I use barbecue around here. That has a particular connotation, mm-hmm. and I have to quickly clarify to people that no, I just mean I'm grilling. Grilling stuff, which is not the same. And then I know there's different. So can you give us a refresher?
You know, it's the primary one is that in North Carolina, barbecue is a noun and not a verb. Is the rule of thumb. Okay, it is used, as you said, right where I live, where I've lived for years now, as a verb. Right, like we're gonna. Barbecue some stuff, get out the barbecue, right?
Right.
Grill, and in
And then extend it for just a second, and then you go, no, man, forget where I am.
I've been gone too long, man. I know how this works.
Know, yeah.
In local parlance, you'd say grilling, where many people in the United States use barbecuing. Mm-hmm. So that's how that would be used. It's barbecue as a noun in North Carolina, where you're going to be in North Carolina, which is kind of in the middle / semi-Western, it refers to pulled pork, barbecue in particular, which is, slow cooked pork, that then has been pulled off the bone. That's where the pull comes from. So you can do it with your hands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's not technically 100,000% true, because there are within North Carolina two different types of barbecue. One, which focuses on the pork butt or shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what the butt is. And it's mostly the butt. Whereas the other version does whole hog barbecuing.
Interesting.
Where you cook the whole hog at one time, yeah, instead of just the shoulder. And you can still pull that off, but a lot of times that'll end up chopped, I believe, because you're coming from different parts of the pig,
sure,
versus just the shoulder. Pulled is like stringy because it's been pulled off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not chopped, but it'll chop from time to time. And so that's what it is. There's some variance on whether you use a tomato-based sauce or a vinegar-based sauce.
Yeah, that's my next question. Tell me about that. Because barbecue sauce, oftentimes, my fridge is in that thick, gloopy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking in Union Grove, North Carolina?
In Union Grove? Well, I'll have to look it up because these days, the old differences, we're not bound by the same
away.
Things we used to be,
yeah,
held by, right? So it's not like there's actual, like, on a map, you're not going to find this on that, right?
Sure.
Things go both ways. We'll make sure I get it right. Western style or Lexington style is one version here, in which it's just the shoulder. And in the East, they do the whole hog or Eastern style. There is the sauce. Where's the sauce? Beep, beep, doot. Doot, doot, doot. Eastern typically uses the vinegar-based sauce, which is a little tangier, which I like, which actually is what I grew up with in Western North Carolina, right? Even though Lincolnton Barbecue King is primarily Eastern-style sauce, is a vinegar-based sauce. But they mostly do shoulders, I think. I never worked at Barbecue King or anything, but and then more tomato based, but it's not sugar gloopy like the way that traditional, like, grocery store barbecue sauce comes out of that sort of like Kansas City, St. Louis, because you need it to glaze, right, for ribs and that sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with like pulled pork, that's not what you're doing. Like, you're not applying it while cooking, right? It's a condiment for afterwards. But again, as you've had ribs before, right? That caramelization that happens, you need all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what most people think of, because it's more easily substitutable with ketchup, which is the official American condiment.
There you have it.
There you have it.
You need to know?
Probably, but barbecue, that's it, don't be too concerned. I know, Matt, you're going to be anxious in a new environment, in a new culture, when you go to the barbecue shop. And here's the thing, you're going to look up on the menu, and it's going to be a crappy old menu, right? And it's going to have like plates and trays and like all these different things on there. And you're going to ask yourself, well, what comes on the plate? What's on the tray? Don't worry about it. Okay. You just say something and it's going to be great. Cause I don't know, like barbecue, yeah, King, which is my local barbecue joint, they do plates and trays. What comes on them? I have no idea. Right. One seems to be more expensive than the other, so I go for the more expensive one, cause I assume that comes with more stuff. And usually yeah. it does. So it comes with like hush puppies and coleslaw and stuff. So great.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm already getting
that's my strategy. Because you're going to ask like what comes on the tray, and then they're going to talk to you using words you don't know in an accent you don't understand. So you're not going to learn more. You know, like it's just, sure. you just go.
Yeah.
Whole hog, man.
Understood. Understood. Oh, wow. I'm already getting excited about this.
I'm excited, Matt. Look forward to hanging out.
This might be like the minute I cross the border into North Carolina. I just start looking. I mean, I might even, I don't know. I'm already excited. It's great.
They don't sell my barbecue map anymore, by the way. You can't get it.
Oh, man.
I looked it up, trying to.
Well, maybe in your work on infrastructure, you can start mapping your own. You can do that as a side hustle, just making your own.
I bet I have software and my capabilities now to do that kind of stuff. Yes.
Oh, amazing. Well, this is why listeners tune into this podcast to learn about the intricacies of North Carolina barbecue.
And the NBA.
And the NBA, which was last week. This week, you might know who the NBA champions are.
Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets on sweeping... Most likely
don't jinx it. Wow. Well, let's talk about the text. It's the third Sunday after Pentecost, Sunday, June 18th. Also, it's almost as big as Mother's Day. It's Father's Day.
Finally. A day for us, Matt. Just do something nice for ourselves.
Yeah. We never do anything for ourselves. Oh, here it is, June 18th. It's also the day before Juneteenth. And in your Sundays and Seasons, you might well see the commemoration of the Emmanuel 9 is also this week. So mm-hmm. you can tie some of those things together into your June 18th service as well. Lots of stuff that you could do to honor day. You could also read the texts, and here are the texts that we've got. Exodus 19, 2 to 8.
AB just ruins this text, so I'm glad they cut it out.
So the Israelites head journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped.
Rephidim, everybody knows, has a great barbecue joint. No pork, though. They don't do the pork.
No pork. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and call and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice, keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And then everything went smoothly after that.
Every time I preach, Matt, that's exactly what happens.
Yep.
All the people together in one voice say, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do."
Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do. This reminds me. My kids here on Dadcast, on a recommendation from another parent in the congregation, said, "You got to check out this podcast. It's called Greeking Out. It's made by National Geographic. Greeking Out. They're like 30-minute episodes telling stories of Greek myths. They're very entertaining. They're very well done. We're currently making our way. The current season is all about Odysseus, who goes on this crazy journey where nothing goes right." And like by this point, we're like 5 or 6 episodes in, and the kids already know. Oh yeah, this is not going to go well. You think they get to an island, they're going to be safe. Nope, something's going to happen. And that's what this kind of reminds me of. They're like, "Oh yeah, yeah, everything's going to be fine now. We're good. Everything we're going to do, nothing's going to go wrong." Well, you got there's a few more chapters in Exodus. Spoiler alert. Mm. I think this will tie into the gospel too. So I'm going somewhere with this, but I think you never know where that journey is going to take you. You got some Odysseus, you got some Exodus wilderness wandering ahead. But right now it looks good. Right now they got a promise. They're being sent out. Everything's going to be good.
You know, there's that like rhythm to life that those moments do happen, right? Like that's what, you know, we always lift up like wandering in the desert as a thing to be afraid of, like it's like a punishment or something, right? But like, turns out that's really just what life is. Yeah, that's just the way it is, you know? And like you have moments of like, oh, we got this figured out. This is good, you know? Yeah. Everything's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is for a while, but then it's not. But you'll return to this moment. They'll return to this moment. And that's kind of just the holy rhythm of life, you know?
Mm-hmm. The holy rhythm of life. But this is the sent out. We don't get all that detail about what's coming. We kind of know it in our heads because we know the story. But today it's just, this is the send off. This is the send out. Feels like an appropriate text for the beginning of a season, beginning of the summer. So, yeah. Anything we want to say about Exodus before we tie it to the gospel?
I think that's what I got. Holy rhythm here, you know. You could sing on eagle's wings, which is a real banger.
Or just do a song from the Eagles. Maybe we'll take it easy.
Take it easy. I like it. Colorado's own, the Eagles. Yeah, I think I got that. It feels kind of TV showy, you know. Like how TV shows always end with things, conflict resolved, or most of the time they do, you know. But then you don't see what happens afterwards, because if there is life afterwards, that's not actually how it goes.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
If they just get to that island, I mean, that's how Odysseus is, right? Like, just get to this island. We did it, right? And you could frame it in the right way, right? Where like, he did it. He got to the island. Great. Thanks for coming, everybody. This is a great story. Triumph.
Nope. Turns out there are people eating monsters on this island. Nope. This one, they're going to be turned into pigs. It's a lot. That's just the rhythm of life. Sometimes you turn into a pig and sometimes you're, on your way home. A lot of pigs in this, episode.
Yeah, a lot of pigs.
Barbecue and
talk about the pigs, man. You know, normally in the Bible, you don't get to talk about pigs that much because they're not. There's the one story about them being possessed by demons and drowning themselves.
You know, all the barbecue places around, listener, wherever you are, I think there's going to be a Vinyl Preacher bump based on this episode.
There it is.
For the amount of...
Be sure it's your local... Don't ask them what's in the tray, but do use promo code VINYL when you order your barbecue.
Can I try that? Let's see what happens.
I'd like to use promo code... Some greasy man in an apron but no shirt is taking your order and you're like, where do I enter the promo code?
Oh wow. Speaking of promo codes, Gospel of Matthew.
Exactly. You get it free this week on the Vinyl Preacher. Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, curing. I want to be really clear about this, Matt. Not most of, not all but one, but every disease and every sickness.
Ooh.
Pretty good track record.
Mm-hmm.
He's batting 1,000. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them. He probably moved in his guts, if I had to look at the Greek, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And the disciples asked themselves, is that a rhetorical question? And then Jesus summoned, it turned out it was, Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure, again, every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon. There was an order. They power ranked them because they said first, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, the sons of thunder. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who would betray him. And these 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. And that's the place you can end it, unless you want to talk about what they should or should not pack. The gospel of the Lord. Spoilers, Matt, don't pack anything.
Praise you, O Christ. I wonder if they're practicing one bag travel. Been watching a lot of videos.
Is that how you're doing it? You doing one bag?
One bag of personal item, I think. I mean, we're going to be on the road for like 7 weeks, and
yeah,
it's like, it's a lot. Yeah. So I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos. One bag travel. I wonder if this is where it started.
This is it. Or did Jesus watch those same YouTube videos? Time is a construct.
Which came first, Jesus or the YouTube videos? That's good. I don't know.
Alpha and Omega, man.
Oh, well, I think it's a pretty clear, pretty clear tie to that first Exodus reading. You're sending them out. Except Jesus at least gives a little bit more preparation. Because he says, you might not encounter everything good. I guess you have to keep reading if you really want to see that. You're going to have to
sheep
read that
second part. Sheep in the midst of wolves, be as sheep wise as serpents, innocent as doves. They're going to hand you over to councils and flog you, dragged before governors and kings because of me. And when they hand you over, don't worry about it.
So this is why you got to read the whole text, Zach. Because if you left right there at verse 10:8, you'd be like, all right, seems like it's going to be good. People that stick around are missing out
on the flogging.
It's actually a lot. You probably could preach a sermon just on that, how much of this text you want to read and what you're going to find out if you keep going.
You just preach two sermons, you know. One before the period and one like after the cut, you know.
You know, it's the rhythm of life. It's the rhythm of life. You're flogged in the synagogue. You're dragged before governors and kings. It's a rhythm of life.
Yeah. And for them, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for the people who flog you. So it's super chill in the back end of this reading.
Super chill. Super chill. But again, common theme, it's the start of a journey. They're being sent out to fulfill a mission, to be the people of God, to feed, heal, raise the dead, to do all those good things. They're being sent out. I don't know if you call this like is this a blessing? I don't know. It's a commissioning. It's at least a commissioning, I would say. And turns out the journey is going to get rough. It's going to be some challenging stuff in the journey. Kind of feels, maybe this is, you know, we're doing graduation Sunday the 11th, but this feels like a graduation Sunday text, you know. Get a little
not bit enough of graduation speakers warn graduates that they are about to be flogged.
Be good. I would use this text to do a little commencement address based on this one.
Here's a fun nugget, Matt, if you're looking for a handhold this week. In listing the disciples here, I think it's kind of interesting that none of the disciples are alone. They all come in like pairs, at least.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not a collection of 12 individuals, but it is, you know, it gets tricky at the end because they obviously cut out Judas. And so Simon the Canaanite gets short shrift here, right? But it's Simon, his brother Andrew and James and his brother John and Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew. James and Thaddeus, that there's a community even, you know, and maybe is it Luke, I guess, where he sends them out to like
must be
paired, must be, this is a version of that story. You get some of that coming through here as well. Mm-hmm. They're not sent out individually.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. And maybe that's part of your good news is that you don't know what you're going to face. You may well face some ups and downs in the rhythm of life, but God doesn't send you out there on your own, but God sends you out with equipped with the team, with these tools. God doesn't send us out unequipped.
There you go.
What are we listening to?
Well, Matt, you got to pack up the suitcase here. I remember my father-in-law did a children's sermon on this about with a suitcase where he's trying to figure out what he needed for the trip and stuff. It was good.
I've done
it was
that
a good
one.
Bit.
Yeah.
made me think of suitcases and found a great song about suitcases called Suitcase Full of Sparks by Gregory Alan Isaacoff. Take a listen. It's a pretty good song, too. I'm completely new to me. And then I like The Wolves, Send You Out Like Sheep in the Midst of Wolves. Maggie, our friend Maggie Rogers, has a great song called Wolves. Chorus says, I'm not waiting for the wolves to drag my body. I'm not waiting for the wolves to rip my heart out. I'm not waiting for the wolves. So pretty good one. It's off of The Echo, which is a 2012 release. I guess full album, 10 tracks. That was new to me as well. But then there's only one song that you can point to, and you're doing wolf songs, and you got to go with Mountain Goats' Up the Wolves, which is super angsty and perfect. Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome, but there's going to be a party when the wolf comes home. So there's going to be a party when they get back from all this flogging and stuff.
Fantastic. Good stuff. I got wolf songs too. I went with U2's Raised by Wolves, which you should have because they forced it onto your phone, I believe. That's from Songs of Innocence back in 2014. Raised by Wolves, good song though. It's really good. Shakira, She-Wolf. We got heavy hitters. U2, Shakira.
Dang, that is a good one.
In
my
your
dog
closet.
Used to love that one.
Oh, man. There's also a Spanish version, La Loba. Yeah. So good. And then I shifted to the Shake That Dirt. Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, Gotta Do It, and Jay-Z's Dirt Off Your Shoulder. So there's your tie into that gospel text. And then finally, when I was going through hard times, my dad would say, take it easy, Greasy. You got a long way to slide. So let's put the Eagles, inspired by that Exodus text, the Eagles, Take It Easy.
Love it. Love it, Matt. Oh my gosh. So in Muppet Mayhem, Matt, speaking of the Eagles. So here's the premise. Okay. Right. Like, so they've been on, Dr. Tooth and Electric Mayhem have been on, the world's longest tour, right? It's like been 40 years. The main character Nora is like an intern working in a crappy, like record office, like, you know, for a producer or whatever, Wax Records. And she's wanting to find a breakthrough. Like she's got to like work with a band. She wants to make it. And she realizes in the paperwork that they had signed Electric Mayhem to a record deal, and they paid them the upfront on it, but they never made the record. Like, it was 40 years ago, they never made the record. So she's tracking them down to try to get them to make a record. Because it turns out they've never made a record. They've only toured for 40 years, which is a great bit too, right? Like, Chance the Rapper has not shown up yet to be like, oh, I've never made a record either. Never made an album. And so at one point she like tricks them into coming to LA so they can work on the record. But then they're like, oh, we'll be in LA. We're staying with a friend. And she's like, awesome. And then she gets to LA and then they knock on her door and like pile into her house. And she's like, I thought you were staying with a friend. She's like, you're our friend. And like, so they're staying there. So she's got to find a place to live. And it turns out the record, the studio has a house up in Laurel Canyon called The Shack. And so she puts them up in The Shack in Laurel Canyon. So Eagles, kind of a Laurel Canyon band. They're up in the canyon. Nobody liked them in the canyon because they like wanted to be rock stars, and it wasn't cool to want to be a rock star. So there you go.
Incredible. Love it. And I gotta watch this show.
It's good. It is really good.
Fantastic. Well, unlike Electric Mayhem, we have made a record, or at least a podcast. It's been real
vinyl. Good thing we don't do like real records, because then it had to be like real, well, vinyl, waxy, I don't know.
Be a lot. Ooh.